Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue on our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. We're almost about to finish with the speech of Representative Ilhan Omar, which she gave to CARE organization in Los Angeles. So I want you to listen carefully today to her next propaganda, that is the claim of Representative Omar that she does not only criticize Israel, but she also criticizes Arab and Muslim countries. So without further ado, here she is, Representative Omar.
And so when people, you know, are having these conversations with me and they say, you know, Ilhan, why do you criticize Muslims who are doing something? What is your problem with Arab countries? Why are you always talking about, you know, this particular country and you're not talking about that particular country? My choice of a country to talk about is not my preference of country. It is based on what country is violating basic human rights.
We went online and searched for any criticisms that were written or given by Representative Omar towards Arab or Muslim countries, but we could not find any, not one video where we can see her and hear her voice. But on the Wikipedia, we found some criticism she have against Saudi Arabia, and she spoke also concerning Iran and Turkey. But I have to explain to you that any person can write whatever they wish in the Wikipedia. That does not make it 100% fact, because some people think, well, if it is online, it's true. If it is in Wikipedia, it is true. No, it might not be. But in any way, I'm going to examine these next few comments given by Representative Ilhan Omar in her criticism. And let's begin with her criticism against Saudi Arabia. To see if this really a logical criticism, does her criticism fit with Islamic law, Sharia, or not? For example, when she criticized the Saudi Arabia's human rights abuse and the Saudi Arabia-led invasion in Yemen in October 2018, Representative Ilhan Omar tweeted,
"The Saudi government might have been strategic at covering up the daily atrocities carried out against minorities, women, activists, and even the Yemen genocide. But the murder of Jamal Khashoggi should be the last evil act they are allowed to commit."
Representative Ilhan Omar also called for a boycott of Saudi Arabia's regime, tweeting, "The Saudi Arabian government responded by having dozens of anonymous Twitter troll accounts it controlled post tweets critical of Omar." So now we see Representative Omar is not very happy with Saudi Arabia. Why? Because Saudi Arabia are not treating the minority, women, activists in Saudi Arabia in good manner. And because of the war which they are launching against the country of Yemen. But when we examine what is going on here in Saudi Arabia, in the light of Sharia, Islamic law, we do not see anything wrong with what Saudi Arabia is doing. So now I believe the problem with Representative Ilhan Omar is her ignorance of Islam. When you practice Sharia, when you practice the real teaching of the Quran, you see that women have no place in society, but they stay at their homes. As Allah stated in Quran chapter 33 and verse 33, stay at your houses. So any women movement in Saudi Arabia is simply living in disobedience to the word of Allah in the Quran. Another fact is that minority have no voice in Islam, and women in Islam do not have a voice. That's why when Islam rule, Christian and Jews are dismantled. As for the rejection of Representative Ilhan Omar to the war which is been going on in the Muslim world for the last 1400 years, and here obviously she's talking about the war between Saudi Arabia and Yemen, or how the Saudi killed Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi Arabia embassy in Turkey, that is by cutting him literally to pieces. My answer to Representative Omar is that you need to get familiar with your Quran before you criticize what Muslims do. Because the war between the Saudi and any other Muslim country is built on the teaching of Allah in the Quran. As for the treatment of that journalist, or so-called journalist, he was actually a terrorist himself, that is Jamal Khashoggi. This is simply direct practice of the command of Allah in the Quran. And here is my answer concerning the war in the Muslim world. And that is what is written in Quran chapter 5 and verse 33. Allah said, "Surely the reward of those who war against Allah and His Messenger and go about to vandalize on the earth is only that they will be killed or crucified or have their hands and legs cut off on opposite sides, or they will be banished from the earth. This is their disgrace in this world, and in the hereafter they will have a greater torment." You see, Representative Omar, both of Iran and Yemen are Shiites, and the country of Iran is using Yemen to attack or vandalize the Saudi Arabia country, which is the most holy land for the Muslim world. Then Saudi have to revenge, Saudi have to retaliate, and that's exactly what they do. They engage in war and wipe out cities completely. Now, as for the dismantling of Jamal's body by cutting his fingers and toes, all that before the beheading, you know why? Because that is exactly the judgment of Allah to such a man. We already read here in Quran 5:33 that they have the right to cut his hand and legs from opposite sides. How about the cutting of the fingers, toes, and the beheading? We read that in Quran chapter 8 and verse 12. For there we read, "When your Lord revealed to the angels, 'I am with you,' so make firm those who believe." These are the good Muslims who work in the Saudi Arabia embassy in Turkey. "I will cast a terror into the heart of those who became infidels, or those who will speak against the Mohammedans, those who speak against Saudi Arabia." That's like you, if you are sincere about what you're saying, Representative Omar, against Saudi Arabia, or Mr. Jamal. Listen carefully now, what Saudi should do to him. "So strike above their necks," that is decapitation, and that's exactly what they did to him, "and strike off every finger from them." So, Representative Omar, you're rejecting the Quran. You are rejecting the judgment of Allah to anyone who will criticize Islam or Saudi Arabia. That's why nobody in the Muslim world ever criticized Islam. Because when you criticize Islam by criticizing the leaders of Islam, these are the Saudis, the family of Muhammad, then what happened to Jamal Khashoggi will happen to you. This is the reality of Islam, which sadly, Representative Omar is not familiar with. And I believe, my dear friends, the reason Representative Omar does not like the Saudi is because the Saudi do not like black people, as we know from the history of Islam and the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith. So is the word of Allah in the Quran, that Allah made black to be slaves. For the word abd, which is the word slave, is used in Saudi Arabia for any person who is black, and it is also used for any person who is a slave. Now let's move on to another material you will find on the Wikipedia under the words, in a Washington Post op-ed, Omar wrote, and I want you to listen carefully to what the Wikipedia claimed that Representative Ilhan Omar said.
"Our criticisms of oppression and regional instability caused by Iran are not legitimate if we do not hold Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain to the same standards. And we cannot continue to turn a blind eye to repressions in Saudi Arabia, a country that is consistently ranked among the worst of the human rights offenders."
Representative Ilhan Omar also condemned the Prime Minister of Syria, Bashar al-Assad, and his regime in Syria. Omar criticized Trump's decision to impose further sanctions on Iran, saying the sanctions devastated the country's middle class and increased hostility towards the United States, with tensions between the two countries rising to dangerous levels. Now, when you hear Representative Ilhan Omar making these criticisms, if she have made them, you say, here, what's wrong with that? Not only Representative Ilhan Omar criticized Israel, but she also criticized the Muslim countries. She's telling us here, if we're going to show criticism of the oppression of Iran, we need to do the same thing with Egypt, United Arab Emirates, and the country of Bahrain.
The Straightwave Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
Now we ask the question, why did Representative Omar pick out these countries and she did not mention Somalia? Because these are countries have a relationship with the United States of America. And she's not asking us to criticize all these countries, but she's only putting shame on us from picking on Iran, but not the other countries where we are ally with. She is against the president of Syria, Bashar al-Assad, as much as she is against the president of Egypt, al-Sisi. And if you investigate these two countries, you'll find out that both of Bashar al-Assad and al-Sisi are in internal war with the Muslim jihadi. Bashar al-Assad will continue to have peace between Christians and the rest of the Muslims, for he is an Alawi himself, in the country of Syria. And al-Sisi in Egypt will continue to defend the Christians against the Muslim Brotherhood, whom Representative Ilhan Omar is speaking for in this rally. Remember, she is speaking for CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, the Muslim Jihadi, which has ties to Hamas and Hezbollah, who are part of the Muslim Brotherhood. So in simple words, I don't think she understands what she's doing. She is criticizing some Muslim countries like Saudi Arabia without realizing that what Saudi is doing is actually the practice of Islam. And she is criticizing America for standing against Iran and pushing further sanctions against Iran, and she's telling us that's not fair. If you're going to do that, you have to do it to every country. But wait a minute. The president of Egypt and the government of Egypt right now do not practice oppression against the people of Egypt, like in Iran. So why do you want us to treat Egypt like Iran? Why do you want us to turn our back against Bashar al-Assad, who did nothing wrong? Even the chemical like mustard gas, which the Muslim jihadi of Syria, whom we call the rebels or the freedom fighters, used against their own people, whom they accused Bashar al-Assad for using, and he did not. These people whom you are defending are the ones who killed their own people for the hope that the United States of America will stand against Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria, for the purpose of clearing the field for the Muslim jihadi to take over Syria. And those are the people who would love to go on war against Israel, the country which we know for sure you hate and your organization CARE hates as well. So you see the problem, my friends? Representative Ilhan Omar is not criticizing Arab or Muslim countries. She is actually speaking her heart against the leaders of such countries who are doing what is right concerning the United States of America. That's why they are our allies. Even though inside my heart, I believe there is no such a thing as a true Muslim believer to be a friend or an ally with the infidels of America or any Christians or Jews in general. And also because these leaders are standing against the Muslim Brotherhood and the jihadi of their countries, as we see that in Syria and in Egypt. That is not criticizing Islam. And once again, Representative Ilhan Omar criticized Saudi Arabia in that statement here, stating that Saudi Arabia is consistently ranked among the worst of the worst human rights offenders. But here is the truth, my friends. In Islam, there is no human rights, not for Muslim men, nor for Muslim women, and for sure not to the Muslim slaves. And we already covered that many times in this study. Therefore, when Saudi Arabia is practicing Islam, Representative Ilhan Omar does not understand that she is actually criticizing Islam, not the Saudi Arabia, because they're simply living in obedience to the commands of Allah and the teaching of Muhammad. What is that which Saudi Arabia is doing and Representative Ilhan Omar does not like? Well, maybe, say, the killing of gay and lesbian, that is Islam. Maybe the persecution of the Christian and the Jews, that is Islam. Maybe the terrible treatment of women, that is Islam. So I believe the answer for all these problems is that, Representative Omar, you need to study Islam. You need to read your Quran and you need to study the saying of your prophet Muhammad so that you will know you have no right to criticize Saudi Arabia or what Muslims do in general. Now, I want you to listen very carefully to the criticism of Representative Ilhan Omar concerning the places of worship.
No person of any faith should be fearful in their house of worship.
Now, do you know when Representative Ilhan Omar made that statement? It was after the bombing of Sri Lanka. And that bombing of Sri Lanka was made by Muslim brothers of hers who believe in retaliation, the teachings of Allah in the Quran, and according to the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith. You see, after the attack on the mosque in Christchurch in New Zealand, the Muslims all over the world, including those who live in Somalia and Nigeria and every other Muslim country, each and every one of them carry the retaliation as if the man who did that attack on the Christchurch mosque was a Christian. But in reality, we all know that he was an atheist. So instead of the Muslims finding some atheist to kill in retaliation for the killing of the 50 Muslim of New Zealand, no. That is an excellent excuse to kill some Christians. So what do we see in Sri Lanka? On the 21st of April 2019, it was a Sunday, the Resurrection Sunday, and Christians went to the church. And what did the Muslim do there? They bombed churches, and they killed 259 people, including 45 foreigners, whom they look like Americans to any Muslims. They are a bunch of infidels in any way. They did not kill some ladies in a burqa or hijab, but foreigners that happened to be in Sri Lanka. And why they did that? Once again, Representative Omar, because they're practicing your Quran, because they're practicing Islam. And because she made that hogwash statement, nobody should ever be afraid to be in the place of worship. Now we think of her to be a wonderful congresswoman who is criticizing the Muslims when they attack and kill the Christians. And I can say, once again, that criticism is a result of two things. Number one, political correctness, hogwash talk to make herself look like a decent woman, or ignorance of Islam. And in either case, that is not, once again, any true criticism of what the Muslim did in Sri Lanka. Because if you want to face the problem of people living in fear while they're worshiping in the church, we have to address Islam, the Quran, Allah's word, Muhammad and his teaching in the Hadith, the Sunnah, how Muhammad did it to the early Jews and the early Christians. And that is how you fix the problem from its root. But obviously, Representative Omar will never do that. Or why didn't she criticize Boko Haram for burning churches in Nigeria on Sundays when they have the chance to do this great work for Allah? That is by burning Christians while they're worshiping inside the churches. How about Al-Shabaab Jihadi of Somalia who persecutes the Christians of Somalia? And I can go on and on and on with the rest of the Muslim Brotherhood and the Muslim Jihadi organizations all over the Middle East. This is what I call hogwash talk, cheap words without any value. Now let us look at the last criticism for Representative Ilhan Omar against the country of Turkey. That is when she stated,
"What has happened after Turkey's invasion of northeastern Syria is a disaster. Tens of thousands of civilians have been forced to flee. Hundreds of Islamic State fighters have escaped, and Turkish-backed rebels have been credibly accused of atrocities against the Kurds."
Now, what is wrong with that, Representative Ilhan Omar? Are you against the invasion of Turkey to any neighboring countries? Is it not that exactly what your Prophet Muhammad did 1400 years ago when he invaded the Jewish city of Yathrib and take their city and make it the first Muslim holy city? That is when Muhammad named it Medina. Are you against the invasion of your prophet and the 10,000 men who went back with him from Medina to Mecca and invaded the Jewish and Christians and idol worshippers' homes and land? Are you rejecting the command of Allah for Muslim believers to travel to invade the earth? Are you rejecting the invasion of Muslims today to Europe and to America? And that is the real reason why your organization CARE is here, and that's why they helped you to become the Congresswoman of Minnesota? What are you talking about? You cannot reject the invasion of a Muslim country to a neighboring Muslim country or to a European country or to America or to Canada or to Australia, because that is Islam. Allah taught you to do that. And because they're doing it, you're against it? Where have you been when the early Muslims have invaded the rest of the Muslim world throughout the history of Islam? And here is the truth. Representative Omar did not criticize any Arab or Muslim country, because not Ilhan Omar or any other Muslim can criticize Islam. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.